During its most recent regular meeting, North Bay City Council approved increases in solid waste tipping fees at the Merrick landfill. After rising to $110 per metric ton in 2024, tipping fees will jump to $115 effective March 1st, and then $118 on January 1st, 2026. See related. City. Landfill tipping fee increase will not be the last. The reasoning for the increases is found in a report presented by Karen Pratt, the City of North Bay's Senior Environment and Facilities Engineer. The proposed rate changes are recommended to offset the reduction in tipping volumes that have resulted from enhanced waste diversion initiatives. Waste diversion from the landfill will extend the life of the asset, however, reduced volumes also result in reduced revenues. The 2025 operating budget will be adjusted according to effective price and 2025 forecasted tons. It is forecasted that the Merrick landfill's operating and capital costs continue to increase at a greater rate than cost mitigation efforts due to cost escalation pressures for items such as fuel, parts, chemicals, and labor to meet regulatory and service requirements. General solid waste tipping fees rose from $105 to $110 per metric ton last year. Tipping fees were originally established in 1990 and have gradually increased over time. However, the city's rates remain significantly below full cost recovery, per the report. The recommended changes will see local tipping fees remain comparable to those of other northern and central Ontario communities. Sudbury $103 per ton, Peterborough $150 per ton, Kawartha Lakes $135 per ton, Orillia $185 per ton, Barrie $160 per ton. When the 2024 increase was discussed, Pratt noted Peterborough was a fair comparator to North Bay and its ICI tipping fee was $145 per ton, now $150. For now, the plan, if approved, is to go up to $110 per ton, and in the future, we will likely see increases, as well, similar to CPI. So, gradually we are increasing the costs to get closer to that cost recovery, as well as having our operating costs reimbursed through the tipping fees. C. City clearing a path to switch to in-house landfill operations. In January 2022, the operations of the city-owned Merrick landfill were brought in-house, and city officially dumps landfill partner despite some opposition. This move was aligned with an updated waste diversion strategy intended to lower the limit of the curbside collection of waste, without bag tags, to 2 bags and/or receptacles from the limit of 3. Tags for extra bags beyond the new limit doubled in price to $2. The industrial, commercial, and institutional, ICI, sectors also saw their limits drop from 12 to 10 receptacles. See also, Council backs changes to local waste collection. And, City, 2-trash-bag limit leads to less waste and more recycling. Pratt's report states, landfill user rates and tipping fees may be set based on costs for the entire waste management program, which includes capital costs to establish the landfill site, capital costs for upgrades and improvements to the landfill site, annual operating costs, and can also consider ancillary services such as recycling and waste reduction programs.